The Thai court said it would not extradite Victor Boot to the U.S., even with evidence that he intended to sell weapons to the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, the FARC. The court said Thailand, unlike the United States, did not recognize the FARC as a terrorist group and considered it a political organization. As Boot was led from the court hearing, shackled and in an orange prison uniform, he held up two fingers in a victory sign to journalists and said, "Rejoice," in Russian. James Entwistle is the deputy chief of mission at the U.S. Embassy in Bangkok. He attended the hearing and told journalists U.S. officials are disappointed and mystified at the ruling.
The facts of the case, the relevant Thai law, and the terms of our bilateral extradition treaty clearly support the extradition of Victor Boot to the United States to stand trial on serious terrorism charges.
Boot was arrested last year at a Bangkok hotel in a joint Thai-U.S. undercover operation. U.S. agents posed as FARC rebels looking to buy millions of dollars in missiles and other weapons from Boot. Washington says Boot's weapons could have been used against Americans. Despite the decision against the extradition, Entwistle praised the Thai government's efforts in the Boot case and said the ruling would not affect U.S.-Thai relations.
We'll consult closely with the Thai government. We understand they've made clear their intention to appeal this decision, and we will support that in any way that we can.
Victor Boot was dubbed the Merchant of Death for allegedly being one of the biggest arms smugglers in the world. He is accused of selling weapons to the Taliban in Afghanistan, Al-Qaeda terrorists, as well as African dictators and warlords. The Thai court said prosecutors have 3 days to appeal the ruling. Daniel Scharf, VOA News, Bangkok.